They don't like Rav's pshat. Kuna karab layamri hahu yedila derasi. You know what the pasuk means? L'man yedu derasechem. It just means that the deras for every generation, we should do something to remember that the Yidden, when they were in the midbar, they had a sukkah there, that they had the ananya covered. So we do something now to remember us, to remind us how they lived then. But not that the Torah mamish means you have to be able to see the schach. Shrash Yehu, lav biyediya the yeshiva sukkah koma. The pasuk is not saying when you're in the sukkah, you have to realize you're in the sukkah. Ela biyediyas doroi saboyim. Hekir sukkah sanania covered anasis liyavus. Just remember you how the Yidden lived in the midbar. In the midbar they lived, they had the ananya covered on top of them, so you're supposed to remember. How tall? Torah's not talking about the height. Could be 50 yamas high. That's why they don't like rabbis pshat. How come they don't like Reb Zeira's pshat? He dashed in the pasuk that sukkah teal itzeo, that the pshat from the sukkah from the schach has to be something that causes shade, and if it's more than 20 yamas high, it doesn't call shade. So Gemara says, Reb Zeira nami layamri. They don't like his pshat. Why? Because that pasuk in Yeshayahu, hahuli yamaisa mashiach udesiv. That pasuk is talking about what's going to be in yamaisa mashiach. And yamaisa mashiach is going to be sukkahs for us to protect us from the sun. But it's not talking about mitzvah sukkah. So Rashi, yamaisa mashiach. Oy some sukkahs yil et seh lo'enig. Well, the mister, those sukkahs will be in yamaisa mashiach, they'll give us pleasure. Our sukkahs mitzvah, ain't no et seh. But maybe the sukkah that we make, the shame mitzvah sukkah, doesn't have to be yisoy to cause shade. Maybe even though it's 50 yamas tall, even though it doesn't cause any shade, maybe it'll still be kosher. Yeah. Reb Zeira, what does Reb Zeira do? Of course, a good kasha. The pasuk in Yeshayahu was talking about Yemaisa Mashiach. So how could Reb Zeira learn out from there mitzvah sukkah? So Reb Zeira says, it's like just teaching us to teach. What's the explanation of the word sukkah? In Cain, if the pasuk only meant what's going to be in Yemaisa Mashiach, lay makrov a chuppah til itzel. The pasuk there, Joshua said, there'll be a chuppah. There'll be something on top of us protecting us. Let's say Yemim. Omai o sukkah til itzel Yemim. What does the pasuk say? A sukkah will be there to protect us? Shamad Minotati has come to teach us two things. True, then you might say Mashiach, there'll be sukkahs there that will protect us. But since the pasuk uses the word sukkah, it comes to explain to us what's the taich, what's the explanation of the word sukkah. It means something that causes tzeil. You have to have something that causes tzeil to come down. And therefore, Reb Zeira says that it's more than 20 amos high. That does not cause the shade. What causes the shade is the walls. Therefore, the sukkah is so high up, the sack so high up, it's like a pasuk. Right, the Karova Namal Yami, why don't we hold like Rava's last pshat? Basukas Teshul Shivas Yamin, it means a Diras Arai and not a Diras Kva. The Mar says Mishum Kushid Yabaya. Because Abaya has a good kasha there. The Abaya is back. And I say, what's going to be if somebody makes good walls, not 20 Yamasarin, but he makes nice thick walls, like he has his own house. And in the middle of his house, he has the roof come off. So the Kura, that's called Diras Kva. So how could it be Yetzer then? So because of Abaya's kasha, they don't like Rava's terrace. Even though Rav answered to say the Torah only means the shear, the size, and not the real, actually permanent living, but we don't like that pshat. Like Abayas Kasha, it's not mashm like that. Either the pasuk means Basukas Teishu Shivas Yomim, you have to be in a living that's only a temporary living, then you can't live in good walls. And we know you're allowed to have good walls there. So therefore, we don't like Rav's pshat. So therefore, each one has his own pshat. One does not agree with the other one. Who does Rabbi Yashia go according to? According to which one of these svaris that a sukkah l'malah mechav should be possible? That the Rabbi Yashia Marav, he said over the name of Rabbi this machlokes. Where's the machlokes now? Mishnah between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. Davka b'shein defines magiyas l'schach. If the walls do not go so high up and reach the schach, in other words, in the case, let's say the walls only go 50 namas tall. And then there's a space there, and the schach is above 20 yamas. That's where some machlokes. The Tanakhama says it's possible, and the Yehuda says it's kosher. Avol defines magiyas l'schach, but let's say the walls go straight up and mamish reach the schach, so the schach now is 25 yamas tall, but the walls are also 25 yamas tall. It reaches, goes straight up to the schach. Then Reb Zeira Amarav says, Afilu l'malam yesvimam, even though the walls and the schach is 25 yamas high, ksheira. Still it's kosher. So what kind of svar is this? That it depends if the walls reach the tzchach or they don't reach the tzchach. The Mara says, Kaman to Rabba. This has to go according to this first sheet, the Rabba's svarah. The Yoma Mishum de Loshota Beyena. His svarah why if the tzchach is more than 20 amas high as possible is because usually your eyesight doesn't look so high up. You don't notice what's doing 20 amas above. So now the svara is v'chivon the defanas magiyas l'tzchach. But usually a person looks at the wall. You look what's doing on the wall, and when you start looking at the wall, it makes your eyesight go up to the top of the wall. So when the wall does reach the tzchach all the way up, even though it's 25 amos high, you take and notice it because your eyesight follows the wall up. So according to Rabba, that'll be good. Because when do we say it's machlekes the Mishnah? When the wall only goes 15 amos high, and then you just have big beams standing up, and that's holding up the tzchach. Then we say your eyesight only goes usually up until 20 amos. More than that, you don't notice. But when the walls go straight up and reach the tzchach, then we say the walls like make you attract your attention, and you look up to see what's doing. So according to Rabba, this will be a good shot. Is the chivin that the fanus magiyas the tzchach mishlat cholte b'yenin? Yeah. So Melo Rav Zeri Amar Rav is going according to Rav's pshat. Now the Gemara tomorrow says, Keman Naz Lahodi Amar Rav Hu Amar Rav. Who does this pshat go according to where Rav Huna learns pshat and Rav? Even though it's the same Rav, but you have to say like it's a machlokes Amaroyim how Rav held, because Rav Zeri Rav Aisis held that Rav holds like Rabba. Now we'll see Rav Huna Amar Rav says that Rav holds something else. That he said like this. Machlekes, where is the machlekes in our Mishnah? If the schach is lamala mechof, that it's possible, dafke v'shein bo ela arbamis, al arbamis. Only in the case where it's only four amas to four amas. That's the dimensions of the sukkah itself. And then we say if the schach is more than 20 amas tall, it's possible. Abu yesh bo yesim me arbamis al arbamis. Let's say the walls inside, they're wider than four by four amas. Then Rav Huna Marav says, "Afidu l'mama miyesrama mekshera." Even if the walls, the tzchach is more than 20 amos high, still it's kosher. What kind of svar is that? What do I care how big it is inside the sukkah? So Gemara says, "Come on, who does this have to go like?" Kirav Zera, the Yama Mishum Tzel. But Rav Zera said, "The svar why if the tzchach is more than 20 amos tall, it doesn't cause any shade to be on the bottom." So I'll tell you who the chivon, the revicha, ikut sel sukkah. When do we say if something is only, it was more than 20 amos high, it doesn't cause any shade on the floor? That's if it's only 4 amos by 4 amos. When you only have a roof of 4 amos by 4 amos, then we say if it's so high up, 20 amos high, like Rashi says, the sun sneaks in on the bottom and you won't have any shade on the bottom. But let's say you have a bigger portion, a bigger roof on top, it's 10 amos by 10 amos, then for sure, even though it's 30 amos high, it'll still cause shade on the bottom. So Kolpon Rav Huna learns the pshat like Rav Zeira. That the reason why it's possible in the Mishnah is because the schach so high up doesn't cause shade. That's only if it's only dalad by dalad. But once it's more than dalad dalad, it could be it does cause shade on the bottom. Therefore, it's possible. It's kosher. The Masa Kivon the Revicha, since it's wider, ikat sel sukkah. This is good. Who Rav Zeira goes like and who Rav Huna goes like. Now, Keman Ozlo Hodi Yomer Rav Chonin Bar Rava. Omer Rav, a third man the Yom in the pshat from Rav. Like right, it's not a steer in Rav's, each Amor is saying the way he heard, the way at least he saw it pshat in what Rav said. Now, what does Rav Chonin bar Rav say, that Amor Rav? Machlekes, where's the machlekes? Pesheinu machzekes elo, kidei reishiv rubi v'shachonai. When the sukkah only has the smallest amount that it still can be kosher. When the sukkah is only this size. When the sukkah is only the size that you get your head inside and rove of your body and your shulchan. That's where the machlekes is. Let's say the sukkah inside is bigger, it's wider than more than just your head and rove of your body and your shulchan. Then we say, even though it's more than 20 amos high, still it's kshera. So the Gemara says, come on, what kind of svar is this? What do I care if it's bigger than this size or not this size? What does this size have to do with lamala mechofanat? So the Gemara says, the like echad, it doesn't come out like anybody. The Gemara, this svar is not a svar like any of these svaris. Whether it's Diras Arai, whether it's Tzel, whether it's Laman Yedu, it doesn't make enough Kamino. Whether it's this size of Rosh Yeruba Yamur, it shouldn't make any Svara. Like Rashi says, Machlekes B'Shein Machzekes Helek De Roshin. Command Rosh, command the Lekichad, Mehanech Liel, the Mephoshi time of the Yesu Mama, the Mishum Yusuvaina, Vishura the Yosem, if they Rosh Yeruba, Vishachon and Amalish Shultim. If it's a Svara to see it, to realize you don't realize it. You don't have mechitzas kavah either. Now, how do you get the shear? What's Rosh Yeruba? Rashi says derech sudos at that time is what he used to eat. Baseva lying down. Hoy sal mitos on a bed. Or mesuven al tzatz. Well, he used to lie down on the left side. V'yanoich lemskuf and didn't eat sitting up. The yoshrim come like we do. The figa chutzrach loyma Rosh Yeruba. You have to have your head and rove your body. Lafuki ktan if the sukkah is so small. You only get your head and your shulchan, but not rove of your body. Then it's no good. So according to this man, the Yom, that Rav Chonin, Bar Rabba, who he learns the machlekes, it doesn't go like any pshat we had before. Rashi explains that it doesn't go like any one, because Rashi Mahanach Liel, the Meforshi time of the Yesrim Amma. Di Mishur Mishlat Eina Isset Asforum. If you could see it or not, is Bishura the Yosim Mechtei Rashi Ruboi Vishachonoi Namila Sholta. Like, what's the difference? If it's a little bit bigger, a little bit smaller, still you don't look higher than 20 Amas. Or the Tzel Namileka. This Svar of Tzel doesn't make a difference. Like, once it's less than Dala Dala Namis, you don't have any Tzel from it. So what's the difference if it's a little bit bigger than Rashi Ruboi or not? Or mechitzas kevan ami boy, so he doesn't know what to do, what's the pshat in this man the yomah. So Taisa speaks out that lechura the dibur rav chonin bar rabba tzricha taima. Still, you have to have some reason. Like, what's the difference? He says it's totally if it's a little bit bigger than reish of rubei or not. So Taisa says v'yesh meforshim mishum dehevi le lul shatan agolim. If it's smaller than reish of rubei, then it looks like a lul. It looks like a chicken coop. Kivon de gviya uktina, it's very high and it's very small, coolly high. Aval marzek is tvei, but once it's bigger than mechdei roisha berubai, nafka mechlal lul shatanagurim, then it doesn't look like a chicken coop, liakruya sukkah, then it could be called a sukkah. That's his svara. If it's only roisha berubai, then if it's so high, if it's higher than 20 yamis, then we say it's possible, but then it looks like a chicken coop. But once it's less than 20 yamis high, it's kosher. And who are then if it's wider than roisha berubai, it also doesn't look like a chicken coop anymore. Therefore, it's kosher. Now, the Taisus before also speaks out that what was before pshat in Rafuna Amarav, that he learned the machlekes was dafke b'shein vo'ela arba amas al arba amas. But once it's more than arba amas, 4 amas by 4 amas, then even though the tzchach is lamala mechov, still it's kosher. And the Gemara says, because he learns a svarav, he gives off tzel like Reb Zeira. So we say, once it's more than dalal dalid, then it gives off tzel, then you have shade on the bottom. So the Taisus asks the kashya, like, l'churva depends. How could we say that if it's only dalad al dalad the schach, then if it's higher than 20 amas, it doesn't give any shade. But once it's a little bit more than dalad al dalad, then even let's say it's 30 amas high, then it does give off shade. Like, what's the svara? How could a little bit bigger than dalad amas make it give off shade, even though it's so much higher up? So Taisa says two terutzim. First Taisa says v'yesh leimar t'liyolam tzorach haroichev lefi hagoivam lefi chesh ben dalad amas liyestrim enachanami. The higher up you go, the wider it has to be. In other words, proportion. According to that proportion of 20 yamas tall, it's a little bit bigger than dal damis, that's the shear. The higher up you go, enechanami, the wider it has to be. And the wider it is, then attack it makes, it's tail it makes shade on the bottom. Inami Toysa says that kim lulu rabbonim, the rabbonim knew for sure, the afilu begoyve elef, even if it's 1,000 yamas high, yef shesh lo yehekan tzel schach purta. There has to be a little bit shade of the sukkah. As long as the tzchach is wider than dalad al dalad, the chamim knew that it has to give off some shade. In moister rechavi yosim dalad amis, k'diash chamim perak yom kippur, k'abek yasevus agasim. As far we had before Masechta Yuma. Now we said the meisva daita derminu kuli alma tuva oig melchaboshim purta. That once you eat the size of a date on yom kippur, we say it satisfies you. No matter how big you are, even if you're as big as oig melchaboshim, that size satisfies you. Less does not. Just a bayoig, it only satisfies you for a few seconds. A normal person is satisfied for a little bit longer. So here also, the Chazal knew that once the schach is wider than dalad amas by dalad amas, then for sure, no matter how high it is, it still gives off some shade on the bottom. So now the Gemara goes weiter. That bishleim the Rabbi Yashia, we understand Rabbi Yashia, pligi ad Rav Hunev, Rav Chonin bar Rabba. He argues on the shear that Rav Huna and Rav Chonin gave. The inu koyav v'shura b'moshcha, because they both, Rav Huna and Rav Chonin, both give a shir no matter how wide the sukkah should be, whether it's dalad amis or whether it's this width of roish of rubai. V'yiyo, but Rabbi Yashia gives the shir. V'yiyo like koyav shir b'moshcha. He doesn't give the shir no matter to how wide the sukkah is. He rather says a svara depends upon the height of the wall. If the wall reaches the schach, then we say it's mishter sholta ve'enai. But if the wall does not reach the schach, then you do not look higher up than 20 amas. Now that's a double muskim that we understand. But the other ones that make differences about how wide it is, he doesn't know, that's not mesavar, he doesn't hold from that svara. In other words, the way Rabbi Yashi learns pshat in Rav, that Rav only said a chiddush, that if the walls reach the schach, then there's no machlokes. That's what Rav said. So Rabbi Yashi argues on the way Rav Hunam and Rav Chanan learns pshat in Rav, that they said, tell upon how wide it is, he holds no, Rav never held like that. The Gemara says, "Do el or Rav Huna for Rav Chonin bar Rabba, name of a hechsha sukkah kamiflagi." maybe those two, even though they're both saying over a memory from Rav, they're not really arguing what Rav said. Now, it could be there's no machlokes. They both heard over from Rav that Rav said that when is there a machlokes now Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanin, that if it's lamala mechof, if the tzchach is more than 20 yamas high, then it's possible that's only if the sukkah is the exact measurement of its hechsher. In other words, it's the smallest amount size that the sukkah is still kosher. That's where there's a machlokes. But once the sukkah is bigger than the smallest amount, then there's no machlokes. So Rav said one thing. Now the machlokes, Rav Puna and Rav Chanan, is their own machlokes, the side machlokes. What is the smallest shear that the sukkah is still kosher? Hadimur says, to Ma'asav, one holds hechsher sukkah b'arbamis. Heis Rav Huna holds that what's the smallest size the sukkah could be and still be kosher? Dal damis. So therefore, he got over from Rav that if the sukkah is only 4 amis by 4 amis, that's where we have the machlokes Rav Yehuda and the Rabbanan in the Mishnah. And the svara before was that if it's more than dal damis, then for sure we have tzel, we have shade on the bottom. Ma'asav, what's Rav Chanan's pshat? That he also heard over from Rav that once the sukkah is bigger than its smallest shear, there's no machlokes. But he holds what's the smallest shear the sukkah is. What's the smallest sukkah, the kosher, the sukkah, the smallest size the sukkah could be to be kosher, as long as it's big enough to hold your head and roiv, the majority of your body, and your shulchan fits in there. So let's say this is the pshat, that it's only a zaitika machlokes, a side machlokes, what is the smallest shear of the sukkah? But really they're both moida what Rav said, that Rav said that once the sukkah is bigger than the smaller sign, then there's no machlokes. Tomorrow says, "Loi, maybe no, maybe that's not the machlokes here. I tell you, maybe the kula yalma hechsher sukkah. Everybody holds that Rav is also asking that what's the smallest size the sukkah could be to still be kosher is only roish ruba b'shachanoi. It's enough if the sukkah is wide enough to fit in your head and your majority of your body and your shulchan and your table. That's enough. So what's the machlokes here then? Fihocha b'hokim miflugi." I tell you here, the machlokes is like this. The ma'asava b'marzek is roisha ruba b'shachonai pligi. His rabbi, Rav Chanan, holds that he learned in the name of Rav that the machlokes now mishnah is only if the sukkah is only this size, the size of roisha ruba b'shachonai. Avu yoisim roisha ruba b'shachonai. Once the sukkah is a little bit wider than this, then divri hakel kosher. Everybody holds this kosher. Why? Like the more before said, we taka don't know really why. We don't know why really it's kosher. Tosis wanted to explain that he's going to learn the only shaila why it should be posel is because the sukkah looks like a chicken coop. It looks not like a sukkah. Mashenkin, once it's wider than Roshoi, Vishokhanoi, Verubai, then it doesn't look like a chicken coop anymore. So that's the way Rav Chanan learned. Masover, how did Rav Huna learn? That Meroshoi, Verubai, Vishokhanoi, which is the Heksha sukkah, Ad Dalar Amas Pligi. No, up until the sukkah to be wide, dalaramas for dalaramas, that's where the machlokes is. And like we learned before, the machlokes is that you have to have tail, you have to have shade. So Mela, if it's dalaramas, exactly dalaramas, if it's higher than 20 amis, you don't have shade from the schach. That's why the Rabbanan says it's possible. And if you hold, you don't need shade from the schach. But once the sukkah is wider than dalaramas for dalaramas, like we learned before, then for sure, we have tail, we have a shade coming off the schach. So the Mara is coming out, no, that not the pshat that Rav Huna and Rav Chanan both heard over from Rav, that Rav said one memra, that once the sukkah is bigger than its smallest size, there's no machlokes. No, that there is a machlokes between the two of them. They're both saying over two different shittas, two different svaras about what Rav said. That Rav Huna said, even though the sukkah is kosher by Rosh Yerubim v'Shachanoi, still, when the sukkah is wider than that, but as long as it's only dalda by dalda amis, that's when we have the machlokes. Now then, if it's higher than 20 amis, it does not give off any shade. Ma'ashenkin, once it's wider than dalda amis by dalda amis, then we said this svara, no matter how, two svaras and tasis, but one svara was, no matter how high the tzchach is, it's a svara now that there is some shade coming from that tzchach. That's the way Rav Huna learns. And Rav Chanan, by Rabbi, says not like that. He learns that the machlokes is, once the sukkah is bigger than Rosh Yerubim v'Shachanai, then there's no machlokes. There's only a machlokes if it's exactly Rosh Yerubim v'Shachanai, and it's higher than 20 amis, that it's possible. And like Tosfos learned, the machlokes is, the psul then is, because it doesn't look like a sukkah, it looks like a chicken coop. Mashenkin, once it's wider than Rosh Yeruv V'Shachanai, it doesn't look like a chicken coop anymore, therefore it's kosher. Sainachnami, there are like three different Amoroyim here that heard over three different Pshatim in the name of Rav. And each Maro Machod, the Maro Machod, each one said this is the way he heard over from Rav. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah. You hold enough base and base we're holding. Again, Meisve, around three quarters down. Meisve. Sukkah shehi gvoya lamala miyestra mama. If you have a sukkah, that the schach of the sukkah is more than 20 amas high. So the Mishnah says psula, the sukkah is possible. Rabbi Yehuda machshir ad aboyim v'chamisha mama. If you don't know, the sukkah is kosher, even though it's 40 or 50 amas high, still it's kosher. Now it doesn't have to only be 20, it could even be higher. Now Rabbi Yehuda brings a raya, brings a proof to his pshat, that he holds even though the sukkah is higher than 20 amis, still the sukkah is kosher. What's his proof? Because there was a maisa behilni yamalka that happened with the queen Hilni, the Lud, she lived in Lud, shehoisa sukkosa gvoiha miyesra mama. She had a sukkah, even though she was a lady, she had a sukkah, that the schach was higher than 20 yamas tall. It was more than 20 yamas high, the schach. For Yuzikanim nichnosim v'yotzim l'shom. And the chachomim in Lud used to go to visit her. They went in the sukkah and they went out of the sukkah. V'lo yomru lo adover. And they didn't tell her anything. Like they didn't tell you, you should know your sukkah is possible. This is Rabbi Yehuda's raya. L'chura now mishnah, according to Rabbonin, the mishnah says yamayit. If the schach is more than 20 yamas high, it's possible. And the mishnah says yamayit, you have to lower it. So according to Chachomim, how come the Chachom here didn't tell her to lower the schach? So it's a raya to Rabbi Yehuda, that even though the schach is higher than 20 amis, still it's kosher. So Omruloi, the Chachom said back to Rabbi Yehuda, Misham raya, from there you want to bring a raya that a sukkah is kosher even though its schach is higher than 20 amis tall. Isha hoysa, it was Hilni Yamalka, she's a lady. Uptura min asukkah. The klal is noshim apotem min asukkah. It's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, noshim apotter. So therefore the Chum didn't say anything. Like, why should they say anything? She doesn't have to eat in the sukkah altogether. Omar lehen, so Yehuda said, no, I still have a good raya from this maisa. Va'aloi shiva bonim hevelo. She had those seven children, seven sons. So, and then mechuyif to sin the sukkah. V'yoyed another raya. Ko ma'aseh alo yosah so'el apichachomim. Whatever she did, she only did according to the Chachomim. She listened to whatever the Chacham told her. So these are the two rayas of Yehuda has that the sukkah had to be kosher. So Mor explains now what do you mean to say these two things. Lomali lemisni v'yoid. What did Rabbi Yehuda have to hear to say also that Hilni Amalka only did whatever the Chacham told her? Why? His lomali lemisni v'yoid called myself Yosel Apir Chachomim. Hochikom. This is what Rabbi Yehuda meant to say. Hochikom aluhu. Ki soimru bonim ketanim hoyu. Maybe you want to tell me that her sons were very small. Uktanim pturim in asukkah. So, they're still potim in asukkah. They're like the pochus, they're younger than a gilachinach. They're not even 6 years old yet. That's why they didn't care if the sukkah was possible or not. So first of you just said no. Kivon de shiva hevi, since she had seven sons, is the yevshad lehevi buchad shayna tzarech limay. That the shia chinach is, if you have a son that doesn't need his mother, he can manage on himself, he can eat by himself, sleep by himself already. There's a mitzvah chinuch, he should eat in the sukkah. So since she had seven sons, it's mistarva, the oldest one, was at least 7 years old. So 7 years old is already a zman of a gila chinuch. So therefore, after the mitzvah chinuch, the son was supposed to eat in a kosher sukkah. Now Rabbi Yehuda says, v'chi teimru, maybe you could tell me, koton shein etzaruch li'imoy midrabonanhu. True. The oldest son was at least 7 years old, and he's a son that doesn't need his mother. So really, he should be mechuyev to eat in the sukkah. But what chiyuv does he have to eat in the sukkah? Only midrabbanan as mitzvah chinuch. Midrabbanan nu demechayvei, and maybe v'ihi b'derabbanan le'mashkecho. Maybe she did not listen to the rabbanan's din. In other words, as mitzvah derabbanan she didn't listen to. So maybe you have that. So maybe that's the pshat here. And the chum don't have to tell it to. That since it's only mechuyev in the rabbanan the klal always is Mutter Shiyu Shevgin V'ayu Mezidim. So even though the Chomim and Lord came into the sukkah, and they saw the way she was sitting there with her seven sons, and the sukkah really was posel, really the schach was the Malam Mechof, maybe it's posel. But he asked me a question of Yehuda, if it was posel, how come the Chom didn't tell her you're doing something wrong? I could answer you, it's only midirabonin the chiyah for the son sitting in the sukkah. The ketanim, midiraisa the stupotter, it's only mitzvah midirabonin. And maybe she didn't listen to the mitzvah midirabonin. And the chomim don't have a chiyah to be moichah, because there's a klal in the mitzvah midirabonin, mutif shiyu shevgin vayyum izidim. So that the Yehuda said, no, v'yoid, it's Yehuda, we knew, that kol ma'aseho lo'yososo elo pichachomim. Whatever she did, she only did because of chom, whatever the chom told her to do. So in other words, if there would have been a mitzvah chinuch, and there is a mitzvah chinuch, in other words, the children, since the oldest one is at least 7 years old, midirabonin he has to eat in the sukkah, and she listened to chachamim, so therefore she mistama had a sukkah that's kosher for a son to sit there. So I, the sukkah was lamala mechof, so it's a right to Rabbi Yehuda, that even though his chach is higher than 20 amas tall, still the sukkah is kosher. That's why the Chum didn't tell her anything. Because if like the Rabbonin Shita, that the sukkah is posel, why didn't the Rabbonin tell her? Because she listens to the Rabbonin. Even a mitzvah to the Rabbonin also she listens to. So that was the right Rabbi Yehuda, that even though the sukkah is lamala, mechof, still is kosher. Yeah. Let's see Rashi. Rashi. Meisvei, l'anangesa kashin al'hanacham roi, the prishi, the pluk to the mastis in the first riozel. The kasha is going to be according to the man, the yom we just had yesterday, that say, what's the machloikis, what's the hezbin the machloikis, like we'll soon see. So, kotin, shein tzorach, l'imo, is a trashi, or mila kamon, the chayiv l'chancha, be mitzvah sukkah. There's a mitzvah chinuch. So Rashi's mashmir, what's the chiv chinuch? The chayiv l'chancha. The chiv is upon the father. In other words, not that the son himself really has the mitzvah. The chiyuv chinuch Rashi sheet, there is mashmin Rashi and brachos also, the chiyuv is upon the father. The father has the chiyuv to see that a son does mitzvahs. Here also Rashi says, the chayiv lechanchoy, it's the chiyuv upon the father, here the mother, to mechanach her child to make sure he eats in a sukkah. Now, with the rabbonin, this mitzvah is only with the rabbonin. She's kiko lahagul esakotin. That's chinuch, to get your son used to doing mitzvahs le mitzvah. Shiroyu lo. A mitzvah that he eventually will be have a chiyuv to do, k'day she'em mechunach v'rog le'mitzvahs. K'day he should be used to doing mitzvah. That when he comes bar mitzvah, he'll be able to do all the mitzvahs. If you don't start teaching him before, he won't be able to do the mitzvahs. So with the Rabbanan, there's a chiyuv chinuch. That's your view, this raya. And the Ritzvo speaks out here in the Santi Yisoid, that you see from this Gemara also, mitzvah chinuch means, you have to give your son a mitzvah, a complete mitzvah. You can't give your son half of a mitzvah. That's not mitzvah chinuch. Chinuch means you have to give your son 100% kosher mitzvah. The Moshe by Sukkah. We're saying now that Hilna Hamalka, she was Mekai mitzvah to Rabbonin. And with Rabbonin, she has a chiyuv to mechanach her son to make sure he eats in the Sukkah. So if Yehuda brought a raya that you see this Sukkah is kosher, even though the schach was more than 20 amos high, but since she let her son eat there, and the Chum didn't stop her, it's a raya you could be Mekai the mitzvah. So Chirik asked the question, what's the raya? Maybe for mitzvah chinuch, any type of a sukkah you make is kosher. Who says for mitzvah sukkah it has to be 100% kosher sukkah? Your ritzvah speaks out, no. You see, from this gemara, when you do chinuch to your son, you have to give him a kosher sukkah. You have to give him a kosher lulav, a kosher esrig. It's no good to give him a posel esrig. Say, it's only chinuch anyway, I'll give him a posel esrig. That's not the mitzvah chinuch. The mitzvah chinuch is to mechanach your son by giving him a 100% kosher mitzvah. That was Rabbi Yehuda's raya here, that since Helma Malka let her son eat in this sukkah, and she did mitzvah sukkah, she did mitzvah chinuch, that the raya, this sukkah, is a kosher sukkah. Agav, the famous kasher, with Kivegi is here, the Kivegi is giving Mashiach the kasher for the place of Yishonim we have in Yuma, that there, the place of Yishonim says, it's Gemara and Nazir also, that an isha is taught for mitzvah chinuch. Chinuch is only upon the father, not upon the mother. The mother doesn't have a mitzvah chinuch. So that's what Tayyid Yishonim also says over there. Then the Yesko was a Shreya Gemara here. How does the Gemara say that Hiln HaMalka Alf Mitzvah Chinuch let her son eat in the Kosher Sukkah? The mother is potter from a Sukkah, is potter from Mitzvah Chinuch. She doesn't have the Mitzvah Chinuch. And here the Gemara is mashma clearly that she was Mekayim all the Drabonins. She did the Chinuch here. So Tayyid Shonim over there wants to answer. Maybe the Maisa was, the father was here also, and the father did the Chinuch. But I call part of the Gemara, yes, it's not mashma like that. The Gemara is mashma that Hilna HaMalka, she herself, had a chiv midrabonin to see to it that her sons eat in the sukkah. So for Takashiv, you hold that those shittis,
that an isha is part of a mitzvah chinuch, what was the chiyuv here? Right. Famous kasha. He lies about tzarchi and godin. You're right. So now the Gemara says like this. Now, bishlei malaman di yoma, bishein defanas mezgiyah leschach, machlekes, bishlei, according to, this was Rab Zera before, that said that where is the machlekes? Now, Mishnah, when the walls of the sukkah does not go high up all the way to the schach. That's where it's the machlekes. Because we said then, his svara was, like we had before, according to the first man di yoma, according to Rabbi's Pshat, that said the reason why Tzchach can't be Lamala Mechov, because the Pasuk says Laman Yedu Derasechem, Kibasukas Hashafti, that you have to be able sitting in the Sukkah and seeing the Tzchach. And usually your eyes don't look above 20 Amos. So Rabbi Zera said that's only if the walls of the Sukkah don't go up to the Tzchach. But let's say the walls go up to the Tzchach Mamish, then it's normal to look at the wall, and once your eyes get attached to the wall, your eyes already follow the wall all the way up. So therefore, it will be kosher even though the tzchach is the malam ichof. But where is the machlekes in the Mishnah that if the tzchach is more than 20 amos high, it's possible, where the walls does not reach the tzchach. So Gemara says, according to him, it's very good here also, how Rabbi Yehuda brought a raya from Hilna HaMalkum. Why? That, because darker shemalko leisha besukah shein defanas megillah tzchach. It's a normal thing that a malka, she has a nice sukkah, that usually they don't like the tzchach, the walls, to go up to the roof. Why? Because they want it to be cool inside. They want space for the air to come in. So maybe the wall only goes up like 10 feet high, and then the tzchach is another 5 feet above that, holds up by poles, because they that the air should come in. So maybe it's good, warrior of Yehuda, brought a riot from Hilna Malka. You see here, even though the walls did not reach the tzchach, still, even though the tzchach was higher than 20 amis, still it was kosher. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's raya that the schach could be lamala michov. Rashi, imagine say, says good. Mishum, the Gemara says mishum avira. The reason why the malka would.